وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. Okay, so same procedure that we have every week, or every day rather. And we're going to start with the dua, which are the extracts from the sermon of the Prophet. So remember, every single day, not only in the month of Ramadan, throughout, to be able to ask him, what did he say? فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ, with a totally clear intention, وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, and really pure hearts. Six things. Now, by now you should know these. Let's start. And yuwaffiqakum li siyami. Number one, that I'm able to fast. Wa tilawati kitabi, and I'm able to recite his book. Wa tubu ila Allahi min dhunubikum, that I do tawbah all the time for my sins. And then he says, inna abwab al-jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha, the doors of Jannah are open. Fas'alu rabbakum alla yughliqaha alaykum, so I'm going to always ask. Number four, please keep the doors of Jannah open for me. Wa abwab al-nirani mughallaka, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. Fas'alu rabbakum alla yaftataha alaykum, please do not open the doors of Jahannam for me. Last one, was shayatinu maghluda, shaitan is imprisoned. Fas'alu rabbakum alla yusallitaha alaykum, that Allah will not free him for you. So six things all the time. Start your salah, whenever you're raising your hands in dua, these are the six things you're going to ask for. Today we're going to look at Juz 5. Now let's have a look at where Juz 5 goes from. It goes from, it's Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 24, and it goes right up to Ayah 147. Okay, so it's about 123 ayat. What we're going to do is we're going to start with reciting the first ruku. Now you can see on the shelf, for example, you've got the book, which is Surah An-Nisa, and then you have a knickknack, and a knickknack is a cushion, and that cushion we've called Rafika, a source of comfort. When we come to that ayah, we'll talk about it. Well, we're going to recite the first ruku, which is, as you saw over there, ayah 24 and 25. So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal muhsanatu minan nisa'i illa ma malakat aymanukum. Kitaballahi alaykum. وَأُهِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ أَن تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْسِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِهِينَ فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً وَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا تَرَاضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانَكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بعضكم من بعض فانكهوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصنا فإن أتينا بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We will now read the three du'as that are recommended to be recited in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Ali ya Azim. يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبع كل جائع. اللهم اكسو كل عريان. اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين. اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل أسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشفي كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. And like every day, we're taking extracts from the dua of Abu Hamza Thimali. Now he was a companion of Imam Zain al-Abidin, who taught him this dua, recommended to be recited at Sehri. Like I said, it's a long dua, and we're only going to do little bits and pieces, little extracts from it. So today we're going to look at the part of the Abu Hamza Thimali, where Imam teaches him to say, Walhamdulillahi alladhi. All praise and gratitude is for Allah. Alladhi la arju ghayrahu. It is only in Him that I hope in. وَلَوْ رَجَعْتُ غَيْرَهُ. If I were to hope in somebody else, if I were to place my hope in somebody else, what would happen? لَأَخْلَفَ رَجَائِي. They would disappoint me. They would not meet up to my expectations. So in other words, Allah is the only one in from whom I expect anything in. And now we will look at some extracts from the sermon of the Prophet. He said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, in anfusakum marhunatan bi'a'malikum. Your souls are dependent on your deeds. And that's talking about all the deeds that we do. If we do good deeds, they will take us forward. If we do bad deeds, they will take us backwards. Now what does he say? Fafakuha bi'istighfarikum. Free your souls with istighfar. That means bad deeds put me in prison. They jail me. They don't give me any freedom. So if you want freedom from bad deeds, he says, do istighfar. Ask for your sins to be forgiven, to be covered up. وَظُهُورُكُمْ ثَقِيلَةٌ مِّنْ أَوْزَارِكُمْ. He says, your back is weighed down. There's lots of weights on your back. فَخَفِّفُ عَنْهَا بِطُولِ سُجُودِكُمْ. Lighten the load of your back by doing long sajdas. You know, sometimes when we pray, we do such short sajdas, it's sort of down and up. Stay in sajda. Imam Ali says, if you knew the amount of blessings that was placed on you when you did sajda, you wouldn't even lift your head. And he says, wa'alamu, and know, anna allaha aqsama bi'izzatihi. Allah swears by his greatness, by his awesomeness. What does he swear? And when Allah swears, you got to be really, really attentive. An la yu'adhib al-musallin was-sajidin. He will never punish those who pray salah and who do sajda. My God, it's not rocket science. Pray as much as you can. do as much, do long sajdas. You know, one of the aspirations that I write down is the number 51. On my computer, everywhere, I write 51 because I want to be able to pray all the nafila. You know, you have 17 wajib rakats in a day, but you want to pray all 51. Especially because this says, "Allah yu'adhib al-musallin wa-sajidin." He will not punish the one who prays and who does sajda. Wa Allah yurawahum bin-nar. And they will not be scared of the fire. Yawma yakumu an-nas li rabbil alamin. On the day when human beings stand before their Rabs. My goodness, we're all scared of Jahannam. And you won't be scared if you pray and you do sajda. And you understand what you're praying. So inshallah, in Ramadan, we start thinking about what we're saying and doing longer sajdas than we normally do. But back to our topic, which is a juz a day. So we look at our bookshelf. We've got 30 ajza, 30 shelves, and we've got 114 surah of the Quran. Just so you know, 30 ajza, 7 manazil, 114 surah, 6,236 ayat, 77,807 words, and 540 ruku'at. Now we're going to focus on juz 5, the fifth juz. My goodness, it's going so quickly. And this is from ayah 24 of Surah An-Nisa to ayah 147 of Surah An-Nisa. And you can do the math. What is 147 take away 24? Do you know? Okay, 123 ayat. Okay, so we're going to highlight some of these, or we're going to journal some of this in our Quran. And the reason for journaling is to be able to personalize the Quran, so we can engage with it, so we can connect to it, so we can start falling in love with it. So what we start doing, always wudu, always recite in Arabic as much as possible, seek protection from shaitan by saying a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, always bismillahir rahmanir rahim, la ilaha illallah, and then the dua of the prophet, walzam qalbi hifza kitabika kama 'allamtani, make me commit to my heart your book as you have taught me. In essence, make me love your book and fall in love with your book and fall in love with you through your book. We fall in love with people through what they do, through their words. But Allah, my goodness, He's given you a book full of love. The author has declared His love for human beings. And when we read that book, we're seeking His love in there. All right, so you've got your tools ready. Here's my tools, and I'll show them to you later. You got your tools ready? Okay, your pencil colors, all of that. Now let's see. The first ayah we're going to do is ayah number 26. Now this is in a row. It's ayah 26, 27, and 28. They go together. Okay, let me show it to you in my Quran so you can see it. 26, 27, 28. And I've put on there number 1, number 2, and number 3. You can see that, can't you? Well, let's go back and see what the ayah tells us. And all of these three ayahs tell us what Allah wants. They start off by saying, Yuridullah. Yuridullah means Allah wants. So what does Allah want? Yuridullahu liyubayyina lakum wa yahdiyakum sunan alladhina min kablikum. Allah wants to guide us. He wants to explain. Liyubayyina, bayyin is to make clear, really clarify to us, and to guide us like those before us. He wants to guide us to our full potential, to our personal best. That's number one. So if somebody tells you, what does Allah want? He wants me and you to be the best. That's basically what He wants. Where does it say it? In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 26. What else does He want? Wa yatuba alaykum. He wants to accept your and my tawbah. Let's look at the next ayah. Wallahu yuridu, again, Allah wants, an yatuba alaykum, that He accepts your tawbah, that you qualify for tawbah. But He says, look, I'm going to compare. Wa yuridu alladhina yattabi'una ash-shahawat, but those who follow their temptations and they don't follow Allah, an tamilu maylan azima, they want you to be so far away from Allah. So He says, don't do that. So what does Allah want? One, that we reach our personal best. We reach the best that we can be by following the by guidance that He has given those before us. He wants to accept our tawbah. What else does He want? Yuridullahu an yukhaffifa ankum. Allah wants to lighten our burdens. He wants to make life easy for us. He wants us to be free. Wa khuliqal insana dha'ifa. But He says the human being is weak. He gets attached to people. Now let's see how I've highlighted it in my Quran, and you can do that too. So I started off by putting try and get something that I can point it with. So I started off by putting Yuridullah. You can see that Allah wants. So I know Yuridullah, Yuridullah, Yuridullah. All three Yuridullah. And then I've put up here that He wants to guide us, right? وَيَحْدِيَكُمْ. Oh, so I should have put a circle around there. And I'll do that in front of you. وَيَحْدِيَكُمْ. There you go. So the first thing He wants is that. Now, He says He wants to guide us like He did those before us. In Surah Al-Fatiha, in the last ayah, when we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, the answer is صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So we say the path of those whom You have already blessed. Past tense. So that's what this refers to. So if you look in my Quran, I put Fatiha, أنعمت عليهم, I put 1:7. And here I put, what does Allah want? The second thing He wants, which is also in the first ayah, is that He wants to accept our tawbah. And I've put that in green in the second one as well. But then I've put something in brown about people who want to follow, who want us to deviate away from Allah. Here I've put, wants to accept your tawbah. The third thing He wants, He wishes to remove your burdens. He wishes to make life easy for you, which is freedom. So that's three things Allah wants. Okay, right, let's look at the next ayah now. So the next ayah, oh my goodness, I love this ayah. Okay, this ayah is ayah 64. And in ayah 64, if you look at my Quran, and I'll come back to it, it's a story. And I've drawn sutun tawbah, the pillar of tawbah. Can you see that up here? And I've highlighted it in light green, this whole bit down here. Okay, now let's go over the ayah first. So first I'm going to tell you a story. Okay, so this sutun tawbah is known as the pillar of Abu Lababa. Can you remember that? Abu Lababa. When the Muslims first settled in Medina, they had a peace treaty with the Jews who were living there. Now the Jews broke that treaty. The Jews of Medina broke that treaty. And Allah ordered the Prophet that they must engage. You must be able to now fight them. You must be able to remove them from Medina because they keep on breaking the treaty. And they were really mean in the stuffs they did. Abu Lababa was a new Muslim. He went and told the Jews about what the Prophet was told or what he was going to do. But when he did that, he felt so bad. He realized that he'd done something wrong. So he tied himself to a date palm trunk, which is in the masjid. You see, the Masjid al-Nabi at that time was held up by these pillars, which are date palm trunks. And he tied himself there and he's told his daughter, you will only come to untie me for food, for salah, and to visit the bathroom. That's it. I'm just going to stay here because I feel so bad at what I've done. And I will stay on here day and night until Allah forgives me because I feel really bad. And the Prophet was resting in the house of Umm Salama, and this ayah of Quran is revealed, 464. And he went to Abu Lababa. He smiled, he untied him, and he said, Allah gives you the good news. You are forgiven. And the Prophet said, had Abu Lababa given the wasila of the Prophet, that means it said, Ya Allah, forgive me in the name of the Prophet, come to the Prophet and said, please pray for my forgiveness, his tawbah would have been accepted immediately. When we go to Medina, inshallah we will, when this pandemic is over, we can visit Medina again. Go to sutun tawbah, recite 2 rakats namaz, and ask for the forgiveness of sins. Now let's see what the ayah says. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We didn't send any messenger, but that he should be obeyed by Allah's permission. Always Allah's permission. Now look what it says. إِذْ ذَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And if they, when they had been unjust to themselves, when they'd done something wrong, جَاءُوكَ. If they had come to you, جَاء in Arabic is to come. In Gujarati is go. So if they were to come to you, O Prophet, فاستغفرالله, Allah would have forgiven them. واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. And they would, you know, the messenger, واستغفر لهم الرسول, the messenger would have asked forgiveness for them. And they would have found Allah accepting their tawbah and extremely merciful. I love this. I absolutely love it. So here we go. You will draw sutun tawbah and you will always remember, Ya Allah, I ask you in the name of Muhammad or Ali Muhammad, please forgive me. And this is a month of forgiveness. Remember we read in the sermon of the Prophet that the most unfortunate is the one whose forgiveness is not accepted. Okay, so that was ayah 64. Right, look at the next one. Oh, again, I love this ayah. And that's ayah 69. Okay, let's have a look. Here's my IS69. I'm gonna remove this so you can see it. And can you see I've drawn a little cushion here? I should have made that cushion green, really, because in Jannah there's green cushion. So I'm gonna color it green like that. Okay, Rafika, I'll cover it green. Now let's go over the ayah so we understand what this ayah is saying. It says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. It says, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. In other words, it's saying whoever obeys Allah through His Messenger. You got that? فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ. They are those upon whom أَنْعَمَ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah has put His ni'mah on them. Now I'm going to take you back to Sirat al-Mustaqim. What do we say? اِهْدِنَا Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. This ayah refers to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Let me go back to my Quran so I can explain to you. If you look at the ayah before that, which is ayah 68 down here, وَلَحَدَيْنَاهُمْ سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And we would have guided them to the right path. And I put 1-7 there. Okay. So this tells me now, who are these people? أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He says they are أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيِّينَ. The first group is the prophets, the Anbiya. The second one was Siddiqeen. See, Sadiq is somebody who tells the truth. Siddiqeen is someone who is always truthful. وَالشُّهَدَى. Those who gave their lives in the way of Allah. That is why we give so much importance to Imam Hussein and his companions and his family. Because that's what they did. They freed us. وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And the righteous. And then Allah says, وَحُسْنَ. وَحَسُنَ, sorry. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقَ. They are so awesome. And they are Rafika. Now many of you know Rafiki. Right? You know Rafiki from Lion King. It's friend. Rafiq. In Swahili, Rafiki is a friend. Now there's lots of names. There. Sadiq is a friend. Halim is a friend. But Rafiq comes from the word Mirfaq. Mirfaq is a cushion. Something that you lean on that gives you comfort. So Allah is saying, they are a source of comfort. You can rely on them. Whenever you see them, you feel at peace. Remember I told you about Abu Hamza Thimali. And how Imam describes him. And Imam Sadiq says that Abu Hamza Thimali, and he tells him, I get comfort and relief when I see you. So he was like a Rafika. So underline this, highlight it, just like I put it there. And that's what we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be sources of comfort. Something that people can find comfort in. That is what the prophets, the Siddiqeen, the Shahada and the Salihin do. They make human beings free so that they can reach their full potential. And that's what we're supposed to be. So the question to ask is, are we a friend that people can find comfort in? Is that what we are? Okay, that's Ayah 69. Next one, Ayah 86. Oh, this is all about Salam. I love these ayat. I just absolutely adore them. So let's have a look in my Quran first. So I've highlighted the whole ayah in green and I've written salam. Let's look at the ayah. It says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيْتُمْ. When you are greeted. بِتَحِيَّةٍ. With a greeting. فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. Always greet with something better than it. Okay? أَوْ رُدُّهَا. Or the same. So if somebody says, Assalamu alaikum, you can say, وَعَلَيْكِ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. But it's always better to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You can start with that. And they will have to add rahmatullahi wa barakatuh as well, which is the mercy of Allah and the barakah, the more than expected of Allah. Inna Allah kana ala kulli shay nasiba. Allah takes account of everything. So let's look at salam, okay? Let me go over all the different things. The Prophet said, don't respond to anybody who doesn't start their conversation without salam. Imam Baqir says, salam should be loud. And then Imam Sadiq says, the young should greet the old. The one who is passing should greet the one who is sitting. A small group should greet the larger group. The one who starts the salam is closer to Allah and His Messenger than anybody else. Can you imagine? Just by saying salam. You know, it is wajib to reply a salam. Look at what he says, Imam Sadiq. Whoever says salamu alaykum, 10 good deeds written straight away. Whoever says, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, 20 good deeds. Somebody says, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah wa Barakatuh, 30 good deeds. Oh my goodness, can you imagine? And if you can, after the pandemic's over, not now, okay? When there's social distancing is away, always shake hands, hug people, and say assalamu alaikum, because it's so much nicer. When you hug someone, okay, when you shake their hands, I mean, it's like you're taking the weight off them. When you hug them, it's like sins are falling off you, like trees in autumn, okay? It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. You know, if somebody says salam to you while you're praying, you have to answer with the same salam. So say salamu alaikum, you have to say salamu alaikum. The word salam is used 140 times in the Quran. So many times. Even when we end salah, remember we have tashahud and then we have taslim, or we have salam. When we say assalamu alaikum ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's such an important part of life. It's so amazing, honestly. So anytime you get the opportunity, say salam. You know, the Prophet one day was he always was the first to say salam, and his companions wanted to beat him to it. So the inner alleyway, they hid inside the doorways, and they thought the Prophet will pass by and we'll be the first to say salam. But he got to the entrance of the alleyway and he said, "Assalamu alaikum to all of you who are hiding in the alleyway." Isn't that amazing? So you have to fight to be able to say salam. Okay? So I'll go back to my Quran and you can see how I've highlighted it. Okay, next ayah. That's ayah 114. Oh, that's a bit. Well, let's see how I've highlighted. Can you see it in my Quran? I've put secrets there. Okay. Now let's see what Allah says. He says, La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. He said secret meetings are not good at all. You know, when you go behind somebody's back and we talk, no. You know, normally you have a meeting when everybody meets and everybody talks and then everybody discusses stuff. But some people won't say anything. And then they will go in little groups and they will chat and they will have their own secret meetings. Allah says that not good. Unless, so he says three things are good. You can have secret meetings if it is amara bi sadaqa. Illa man amara bi sadaqa. If you're talking about somewhere where you wanna give sadaqa, when you wanna do some good deeds, you wanna make sure you wanna give somebody some money and you don't want everybody to know, or you wanna give something to somebody, you wanna do charity. Sadaqa is charity. So he says that's number one. Aw ma'arufin. Or you wanna encourage somebody, or you wanna talk about that which is good. Remember we talked about amara bil ma'aruf. Ma'aruf is something you already know. So some kindness you want to do, some honesty, some justice. You want to do something that is good. Then he says, that's okay to have a secret meeting then. Oh, islah bainan nas. Or you want to put people together, you want to reconcile people. That's the only place, he says, that you can have secret meetings. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ If you do that, ابْتِغَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ Then you're seeking Allah's pleasure. فَسَوْفَ نُعْطِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا And He will give you a reward for those secret meetings. But if they are for anything else, then He's not going to give you any reward for them. That's just not on. So let's see how I've highlighted it. If you look at my Quran, in brown or in orange, I've put in لَا خَيْرٍ لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ نَجْوَاهُمْ It's not good. Most secret meetings are not good. And then in green, I've put the three things that are good and I've written them down here. Sadaqah, good deeds, and reconciliation of people. That's the only place where good deeds, where secret meetings are good. So you could underline it in the same way, you could write it down in the same way. And then in the side, I've written secrets. Secrets are not good at all. Especially when you do them in front of people, it makes them feel so bad. So that in essence is how we've highlighted these ayat, and you know them now. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at Juz 6. My goodness, the days are going so fast. I don't like the days to go so fast. It's really going fast. Inshallah, I will see you tomorrow at the same time. Before we go, let's recite Surah Al-Fatiha and the Dua for Protection and the Ziyarah of Abu Abdullah. So recite with me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumeen, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and pray for those who are suffering, who are in difficulty. لي خمسة أطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. في أمان الله كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك